This is AirAmerica.com.
It's Friday, and on Fridays, you know what we do.
Tell me something good.
And our next guest is a believer in remaining young, healthy, and fit through practice of exercise, nutritional consciousness, and intelligent life choices. He has some tips to help people maximize their overall health and well-being for as long as they possibly can. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dr. Andrew Siegel to Montel Across America. Thanks so much, Doc, for being here with us today.
Thank you, Montel. It is absolutely my pleasure to be here.
No, thank you for being with us, sir. No, please, before we go any further, you got to give me a website because people are going to want to come up and get more information. What's your website?
Sure. It's an easy one. FindYourFountainOfYouth.com.
FindYourFountainOfYouth.com. You can come up, and Dr. Andrew Siegel will give you some information about how you can do just that. You know, there's information that's out right now that's stating that, you know, breakthroughs in medicine, breakthroughs in nutrition will probably see that this generation of those countries, you know, where people can afford to have access to good care, you know, this generation could live to be 100 years old. On average, half of the children born right now will live to be 100 years old. So what is that key to longevity, sir?
Well, I think it is multifactorial. I mean, one of the things I did as a physician is I queried a lot of my older, chronologically older patients who functionally looked very, very young and acted young, and asked them to write out a little narrative about their recommendations and suggestions and keys to remaining youthful. And the interesting thing was that there were very common threads running through many of these answers. And to summarize it,
let's do this. Wait, before you give them out, I'll do this. Let me take a little break. I'll pay some bills, and when you come back, we'll have a little bit more time, and you can break down some of these things because, you know, some of these, the information that I guess you gleaned from your interviews is really powerful but simple things like staying active and engaged and make smart lifestyle choices and be happy to be alive. Let's talk about those individually when we come back, and we'll give people across the board who are listening today a good living well tip so they can take into the weekend and start trying to practice and at least put together a plan that will help them practice and employ some of these techniques that will make for a better life and help them live well. You're listening to Montel Across America. And again, James Brown opened this segment with I Feel Good, or we want you to feel good over the weekend. And joining us to do just that is Dr. Andre Siegel. And Dr. Siegel has a website out there. One more time, tell them what the website is, Doc.
www.findyourownfountainofyouth.com or Find Your Fountain of Youth. Either way will work.
FindYourFountainOfYouth.com. I'm not going to run out of time quick. We got about 4 minutes, but let's talk this through here, Doc, because, you know, some of the information they can get from your website is information about how they can start today taking control, living more nutritionally conscious, and making more intelligent life choices, and understanding the need for exercise in their life, not only physical, but also mental exercise. Why don't you give them some tips about what you were able to glean after interviewing a lot of patients who were, you know, longevity survivors, and they gave you some tips on how they made it that long.
Okay, let me sum it up. As you mentioned, to maintain a very active existence, to have purpose and meaning, not just to sit around and essentially rot, ample exercise and physical activity is fundamentally important, as is mental engagement and maintaining passion about interests and hobbies. Of course, paramount importance is a good, healthy diet, managing your weight. Avoidance of self-abusive behavior is fundamentally important as well, such that nobody becomes an addict to anything such as junk food, obesity, tobacco, excessive alcohol, excessive sun, undue risk-taking, essentially an attitude of everything in moderation. The other thing that was really interesting that came out was that a good marriage or a good primary relationship and maintenance of close relationships with family and friends is of paramount importance. A positive spirit, optimistic and grateful attitude, a good sense of humor to help one learn to adapt to life's inevitable losses and changes and the unexpected and disagreeable circumstances that may arise, and also is so helpful in stress management. Last but not least is preventative maintenance, which essentially means take as good care of yourself as you do of your car. I mean, seek out your physicians, get the appropriate tests, you know, try to nip things in the bud, be preemptive.
And be proactive. One of the things that I find so great and really good about the information that you give out is the fact that, you know, when you say stay active and stay engaged, you're talking about, you know, get yourself up and get moving. This weekend, people have been, you know, there's a lot of people out there saying, you know, I will when. I will when. I'll do it when this. I'll do it when that. No. This weekend, it's supposed to be fairly decent weather across the country. You should take your butt outside. Take a walk. Go out and, you know, and if you've never exercised before, start just by walking and then go see your doctor on Monday to make sure the exercise program is one that you can engage yourself in. But, you know, get up, get moving, walk your dog, do some gardening, do some things like that. Get off the couch. And then when you do so, every now and then you should make sure you do it with a friend, I mean, or the person that you love, because you should be engaging and staying active in the relationships that you have. That's what you're talking about, Doc?
Absolutely right. And, you know, the point that I was going to make in terms of my tip of the day was, in fact, what you started. It is the concept of integrative exercise, which means you don't have to go to a gym. You know, while at work, you can take the stairs instead of the elevator. Instead of using the electric doors to enter a building, use your biceps. If you're in the airport, walk up the stairs instead of using the escalator. You know, you can walk to the gates instead of using the people conveyor. Pull your own luggage. My wife is a power vacuumer and does not use electrical appliances in the kitchen. She does the beating of cake batter by hand, and you should see what her biceps look like.
I can imagine. There you go. Well, that's what people need to understand. It's simple little things that they can do to make sure that they stay engaged and they stay active. Doc, I got to say thank you. I'm running out of time. Got to take a little break. So let's just tell people that the Living Well tip for this weekend and for you today is going to be try your best to get active. Get engaged in something you haven't done. Take this weekend to go out and take that long walk. Take it with your wife. Take it with your girlfriend, boyfriend, your loved one, your spouse. Take it with your best friend and talk about some things. Stimulate that thing that's between those ears up there. Get it moving. Get it working. Because the more you use it, the longer it'll work. I'm out of time. You've been listening to Montel Across America.